So getting back to this issue of de-escalating therapy, you know, it was interesting. Ian Kropp, who I interviewed for this same series, presented a patient with HER2 positive with locally advanced disease, big palpable nodes, and he used a neoadjuvant regimen with AC followed by taxane, pertuzumab, trastuzumab. I'm curious, do you use that approach yourself? In the home of anti-anthracyclines, we started getting back into BCRG06 again and all that.
Right. No, I actually don't see the utility of an anthracycline-based approach in HER2-positive breast cancer. I think there's really good evidence now that it doesn't add substantial efficacy outcomes. The therapeutic index is not in favor of the use of them. I understand why colleagues do use that. It's not as though their approach is wrong and mine is right, but I do think that the risk associated with anthracycline use in a HER2-positive setting is not outweighed by the benefit. If you look at the TRAIN-2 study, the pathologic complete response rates were equivalent with an anthracycline-based approach compared to non-anthracycline TCHP approach. If you look at TRIFINA, which was a smaller phase II study, the PCR rates with TCHP were better numerically than FEC-THP. So I feel confident that it's okay to proceed without an anthracycline. And now with the KATHERINE data and the availability of T-DM1 post-neoadjuvant for those with residual disease, I think we have a very evidence-based pathway to treat these patients who are high risk.
Yeah, and he was talking about the fact that maybe he would be rethinking this now that you have this other tool in the closet on the other end. But it's interesting too, when I said, well, I was trying to think of data comparing taxane to anthracycline, and I was asking him, well, is this all indirect or direct? And when I said, what's direct? That's when he brought up BCRG006, but that was like 15 years ago, and it was pretty soft. It wasn't even statistically different, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it was not. Now, the study wasn't designed to compare ACTH to TCH, but numerically they were similar. And I don't know if you remember when Dennis Slamon presented the data and he said, okay, let's say that anthracyclines are going to be better for those with multiple nodes involved.
Right.
So he looked at 1 to 3 and greater than 4, and the delta between the two arms began to shrink at that high-risk level. So it doesn't make sense that the anthracycline is going to work better for higher-risk patients based on what we know.
And it's interesting that survey that you and Hope Rugo work with us on this project of 30 investigators, and we compared it to general medical oncologists. One thing that was interesting, the investigators use more anthracyclines, which you may find, not you, but other people.